Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
So, Tim Versalotti, we got the House of Representatives, which is held by the Republicans, and the Democrats would like to take it back. The polls are showing that Americans are somewhat frustrated with Congress. They have the lowest public opinion rating as an institution. And by a slight margin, as I remember, the Republicans are held more accountable for the morass in Washington than the Democrats are. So can the Democrats take back the House of Representatives?
If you had asked me that question in early October, as the government shutdown was unfolding and Republican numbers were really plummeting, I would have said, hey, this looks like an opening for the Democrats. But then as we began to see the blowback from the rollout of the Affordable Care Act, it appears like that opening for the Democrats is diminishing, because all of a sudden now Republicans can put Democrats on the defensive and say, who are you with? Are you with the people? Are you with the Affordable Care Act? And so now, as a betting man, I would say, the Democrats' chances of taking back the House, which were never very good because of redistricting, those chances have gotten poorer since the government shutdown.
Which just goes to show you, and you're the pollster, I shouldn't be saying this, but politics can move fast. You know, a couple of months could
faster.
Be a lot.
Yeah, much faster than most people realize. Part of it is this opens up a huge debate about the role of government in people's lives, and can government efficiently deliver services? And that puts the Republicans in a much stronger position to argue, which they've argued for decades, smaller government is better government, limited government. And that puts Democrats on the offensive, and it makes them very anxious, very nervous. And they're not necessarily eager to fall on their swords in the service of the Affordable Care Act. And so this cycle, it'll be fascinating to watch it play out in the coming months. It could be that we see the Affordable Care Act become more popular as people actually begin to get coverage.
Yeah.
And the Democrats could gain the upper hand again. And then there are some important issues coming up before the Congress in the next few months that, again, could scramble this dynamic just as quickly as we saw it scramble this fall.
Like?
Oh, boy. Well, we've got immigration reform, for example. The Senate passed a reform bill. The House has refused to take it up. But it would surprise me if some movement didn't happen in the coming months. The big issue is what to do with the 11 million undocumented immigrants in this country. And Republicans oppose anything that would resemble amnesty. The proposals out there would create a long and involved path to citizenship, and that's just a non-starter with Republicans. But a recent Pew Research Center survey showed that Hispanics, by a 5-3 margin, said, look, if we had to choose between a path to citizenship or finding some other way to allow undocumented immigrants to stay here short of citizenship versus nothing at all, we'd settle for some sort of legal status short of citizenship. That's a huge opening for moderate Republicans in the House to say, listen, it's not amnesty, we're not granting citizenship, but we do need these workers here in the United States. Big business says you just can't send home 11 million people. They're doing jobs that are important to the economy. We need to find a way to bring them out of the shadows and into some sort of legal status. From a political standpoint, it's also crucial. President Obama won 70% of the Hispanic vote in 2012. It is a growing demographic, particularly in key swing states in the Southwest, New Mexico, Colorado. Arizona is Arizona could be in play for the Democrats in 2016. And so the Republicans are mindful of this. They know they have to improve their standing with Hispanic voters, and immigration reform is the most logical way to do that.
Well, you know, that's a very interesting poll you cited. 5-3, I think it was, in favor of allowing people to stay protected here. But I suspect that in every ethnic subdivision, there is a sense that guy's against Hispanics, or that guy's against Jewish people, or that guy's against Catholic people or Italian people. In other words, it's one thing to say on an issue basis, you know, let everybody stay, they don't have to have citizenship. But when the person who voted against, you know, immigration reform is up for election, I don't think they're going to get a free pass.
No, that is something that the Republicans have to pay attention to in specific parts of the country. And these parts of the country tend to be where the most population growth is occurring, the South and the Western states. And so this is an issue that Republicans really would just prefer to see go away because it splits the party, and it's simply not going to. And so it's something that I suspect the House leadership on the Republican side is going to take up and try to finesse in some way in the coming months. Otherwise, Democrats running for the House and Senate in the fall can just hang this around the necks of candidates in districts with large numbers of Hispanic voters, and it's going to come back to haunt the Republican candidates.
All the Congress people that I talk to on this program, the Democrats, will tell you that Nancy Pelosi's a terrific leader. How does that stand up with the American people? The Republicans have tried their best to vilify her.
Oh, sure. And she's the best fundraiser the Republicans have when it comes to House races, because the argument is re-elect Republicans or we could see Nancy Pelosi as Speaker of the House again. It's really remarkable. When a party loses control of the House of Representatives, typically the party's leader in the House will step aside, and Nancy Pelosi did not, and played an absolutely critical role as minority leader in getting the Affordable Care Act passed after the 2010. Her career has been remarkable in that regard, and she doesn't. She seems positioned to remain in the leadership at least through this cycle in the event that the Democrats can retake the House. Again, a tough proposition right now because of redistricting.
But why? I mean, if they're, scapegoating her, there must be something there that makes her unpopular with some people.
Yeah, but in terms of the Democratic caucus in the House, she remains very popular, and she's a very shrewd politician, and so there has not been talk of any kind of challenge. However, the 2014 midterms go, I don't think anyone is thinking that this is her final term as leader of the Democratic Party in the House of Representatives. It would seem like she is there for as long as she would like to be there. She's a good fundraiser for the Democrats as well, not just for the Republicans. And so she's got a lot of favors out there and a lot of support in the Democratic Party.
Tim Bersalotti is the director of the Western New England University Poll, professor of political science, a friend to WAMC, and a man who we much admire. Thank you, Tim, for being with us.
My pleasure.